This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. Wow, I must be dreaming. A vivid dream at that. I've always wanted to have one of these. Okay, let's see. I'm walking down a long hallway with lots of doors. It's a bit cliche, but I'll play along. All right, let's see. What's behind door number one?
Daddy-o! What's up?
Will, I'm glad you're here. Some business came up I gotta handle. So we're gonna have to put our trip on hold. You understand?
Yeah, that's cool.
Just for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm, I understand.
Look, I'll call you next week and we'll iron out the details, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
It was great seeing you, son.
You too. Lou?
I'm sorry. If there was something that I
can. Hey, you know what? You ain't got to do nothing, Uncle Phil. Hey, you know, ain't like I'm still 5 years old, you know? Ain't like I'm gonna be sitting up every night asking my mom, when's daddy coming home, you know? Who needs him? Hey, he wasn't there to teach me how to shoot my first basket, but I learned, didn't I? Hey, I got pretty good at it too, didn't I,
yeah,
Uncle Phil?
You did.
Got through my first day without him, right? Mm. I learned how to drive, I learned how to shave, I learned how to fight without him. I had 14 great birthdays without him. He never even sent me a card. I ain't need him then and I don't need him now.
Will.
Now, you know what, Uncle Phil? I'm gonna get through college without him. I'm gonna get a great job without him. I'm gonna marry me a beautiful honey, and I'm gonna have me a whole bunch of kids. I'm gonna be a better father than he ever was. How come he don't want me, man?
Okay, so now there's a sign on the door. It says abandonment. Ooh, okay, this is one of those dreams where I'm supposed to learn something. All right, well, let's see. Let's try this door. Whoa, I did not sign up for singing. Speaking of sign, there's one on this door too. This one says mistreatment. Abandonment and mistreatment. Yeah, I got nothing. Next door, please.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. I've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along.
And the sign on this door says acceptance. Okay, so we have three doors, three orphan situations. Okay, Dream, I think I smell what you're cooking. Oh, now look at that, the hallway's different now. Just one door left.
Sloth? You're gonna live with me now.
Huh?
I'm gonna take care of you. Cause I love you.
I love you, Chuck.
Oh, I love you, Sloth.
And the sign on this door says sonship.
What an interesting dream. Might make a good episode of The Joyride.
I didn't take what you were saying at any point to downplay people that didn't have parents growing up, right? Technically, if our parents have passed away, we're orphans,
right?
They're no longer in our life.
Exactly.
And no, that's not the same as being a young kid and not having or being in a foster, and we never compare that. But I think you were just saying it to give relevance.
yeah.
to that we all have felt that way.
Yeah. Well, I didn't make the distinction, yeah. I guess, is I just don't want to diminish that in any way, because right. that's a whole nother level that I can't even imagine.
Right.
I mean, my dad never had his dad in his life. I think he saw him two or three times. That's a way big difference than right. me losing my dad in my adolescence, which was at a very important time. But I still talked to my dad regularly. I didn't see him. He was out in a different state. He had a presence in my life, but it was a distant presence. But I can't even imagine never knowing my father or whatever. We've heard, like I said last show, we've had guys at our boot camps talk about that. Mm-hmm. And guys that have really found the Lord, it's in God's grace where he's just raising that fatherlessness in them to come to him. But even then, sometimes you hear the stories. We don't know what's available to us as being adopted by God. We read it in the scripture, but until we receive it practically, it doesn't have as much relevance in our lives. So
yeah, and when you're talking about scripture, you know, really the orphan spirit entered in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Right? Because at some point, Adam knows what he's supposed to do. He knows yeah. what he's been instructed to do. He knows what the right thing to do is.
Yep.
And he chooses otherwise.
Right, yep.
Right? I choose yep. beyond, and I make a choice independent of God.
Right.
Opposite of God.
Yep.
In that, and so the orphan spirit's born into mankind.
Yep. He didn't operate in a father that was used to stepping in and being there for his son or whatever. He didn't step in to prevent Eve from sinning. So
right. So we get into our first clip, which is yours, Art, if you'd like to tell us a little bit about the clip and anything you want to share with it.
Okay, yes. Well, I would say first of all, I think that God intended for me to share this clip because it just kind of fell into my lap this morning. I was looking at our messages and seeing that we didn't have a lot of speakers here tonight, and I looked back at the topic and said, I can't come up with anything on that. And then I opened my Facebook and I saw this song a couple of girls are singing. I think they're called the Church Sisters, and they're singing a song, and they're telling about their daddy who was not religious, and apparently their mom was, and apparently they were, and that was to them, they were spiritually orphaned. And we'll go ahead and play the clip now.
The picture Satan painted for sweet little sister and me. Our daddy would frown while mother was praying. His heart was so hard that he would not believe. In anger he'd swear, his voice cold and loud. His Sundays were spent gambling crowd. I've never seen my daddy inside the house of God, for Satan held his hand down the path of sin he trod.
Well, to borrow Rodney's phrase, I will say that as a parent, you have to show up. You have to be there. You have to work at it. It's often not an easy job. It's sometimes you make mistakes. You think you're doing right, and it turns out that you did the wrong thing. But you have to be there. You have to show up. Right, Rodney?
Unfortunately, it's not easy, but you do in any situation.
Yeah, and I can say from my own experience, there was a man who was in. Our church, the church I went to when I was a child, who, and it's, I'm not talking about Harold here. Harold was there.
So from the Guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.